Welcome back to the Me, Myself, and Her podcast. I'm Alicia Caldwell, a licensed professional counselor, author, and speaker on a mission to change the world, one mentally empowered woman at a time. I don't know if you're a basketball fan, but even those who aren't basketball fans, they were watching the NCAA Women's Championship game yesterday between Iowa and South Carolina. And we all know that, well, you may not know, but if you watched the game or if you heard about the game, you know that South Carolina won the championship. Watching the game was inspiration for my message to you today. And this is a message that I have shared many times before. And that message is success in life is a team sport. It's a team sport. None of us exist in this world alone, and none of us will reach the highest level of our success by ourselves. I know we live in a world that often glorifies the individual achiever and shines a spotlight on individualism, but it's important for us to understand and recognize the invaluable role that teamwork plays in fostering and sustaining our mental endurance. I want to share with you today on this Mental Monday, three ways that a team-oriented atmosphere can enhance and support our mental endurance. And number one, it's emotional support. As I was watching the NCAA Women's Championship game, I noticed the emotional support and the exchanges going on between the team members. If someone would make a shot, there were cheers and words of validation and I'm sure affirmation going out toward that team member. And even if a team member missed the shot, you could tell that there were words of encouragement still going out to that team member. That teammates, they were boosting each other's morale and helping individuals on the team stay resilient in the face of adversity. And that adversity was being threatened with losing the championship. So that's number one, emotional support. Number two is a shared responsibility. When tasks and responsibilities are shared among team members, it reduces the burden on any single individual. And this division of labor, it not only lightens your workload, but it also prevents or at least minimizes the risk of burnout and undue mental and physical fatigue. Can you imagine one person on a basketball team playing against five other individuals and having to play all the different roles on the team? They have to be the shooter, the rebounder. They have to be the one that throws the ball in to the court and then run over and grab the ball and then go down to the court to make the shot. That's not even feasible. You have to have a team in order to reach the highest heights of becoming the person that you want to be. And the last important factor about having a team is rest. As I was watching the game between Iowa and South Carolina, I was watching different players being subbed in and out. Some of the key players, they were being taken out of the game and they went to sit on the bench so they could rest. And when they came back into the game refreshed, they were able to play at a higher level because they sat down and allowed their minds and their bodies to rest and recharge. Even if it was just for a few minutes, it made a difference. Lean on your team. And if for some reason you don't have a team, I encourage you to build rest into your daily schedule, because there are times, especially if you're an entrepreneur or maybe you work in an environment where you're the only person with that particular expertise in your department, so you don't have anyone else to pass the ball to. In that case, I need you to consider, highly consider, building rest into your daily schedule so that you can step away, sit on the bench for a little while, rest, recharge, and come back ready to perform at a higher level. I encourage you to leverage the power of your team. You do not exist in this world alone. So ask for help. Allow your team an opportunity to help you in an area that you may be having difficulties, but you haven't asked for help. You haven't shared with anyone that you're having a difficult time. But by recognizing that success is not a solitary pursuit, but a collaborative endeavor, we can unlock the potential for greater resilience, growth, and prosperity, both internally and externally. Let's lean on our teammates. Let's lift each other up. And let's strive toward our goals and aspirations together. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you found value in the conversation. Please keep in mind that the information shared is not a substitute for your relationship with a licensed mental health provider or medical professional. That's it for today's episode. Don't forget to stay mindful and master your mental as you prepare for a growth-focused week. I'll see you next time.